Called to order. Kathy, if you could please call the roll.
Andrew Brennan.
Here.
James Arredondo.
Here.
Mike Martinez. Jim Pitacora.
Here.
Jamie McCoo.
Here.
Yvonne Shirley. Mike Niehoff.
Here.
Gino Gentile. And Doug Sickler.
Here.
We're good to go. We have a quorum. First thing we need to do is approve last month's meeting minutes. We would need a motion to approve that.
Motion to approve last month's meeting minutes.
A second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Approved. First thing we will talk about is next year's meeting dates. Everybody should have had a sheet that Kathy put in front of you. Those are the dates, which I believe is the first Tuesday of every month. Unless it's a federal holiday, then it gets moved back. Looks like there's one Wednesday. Any discussion on these?
Good to be.
Any concerns? I'll make a motion myself to approve these. I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Approved. Now we'll turn it over to the men in black for Schuessler Park operational hours.
Okay. Thanks for being here tonight on this great night. So Schuessler Park, since it's open back in June, has been very successful. Close to 380 residents out there. It's used day and night by traffic. Been a great success. The use of all our parks is governed by an ordinance, and this ordinance states that parks are open from sunrise to 9 p.m. The problem with doing that is we don't have staff here until 9 o'clock during the off season. So one of the things we want to do is we want to establish year-round hours for the park. It's a fence park with gates, and so we want to establish hours that are governed by daylight. So we propose to have the park open from, or the fields open from 7 a.m. to dusk, or sunset, sorry, year round. That would allow us to have users out there only when the park is scheduled to be used. We'll have the lights on for scheduled use. Scheduled use can go all the way till 10:30 at night. We are required by ordinance to turn off the lights by 10:45. If there's no one out there that's scheduled to use the field, the lights and the use of the field will conclude by sunset. Again, that helps us with staffing, so that way during the off season, so November through March, we're not keeping staff here until 9 o'clock, 7 days a week, or bringing people in on the weekends to open the field unnecessarily. So this is a cost-saving measure. It really keeps people off the field when it's dark, because we have people that will use the field in the dark. We prefer that doesn't happen, that it's scheduled use or when the lights are on. We don't turn the lights on for unscheduled use, just for drop-in users. It's too costly to do that, and again, we would have to have staff to do that. So we're proposing to establish, again, 7 a.m. to sunset at the established hours year-round for the park. So we're looking for guidance from this group to approve that, and then we would take that to the village board for formal approval.
Great. So the park is closed at sunset unless somebody has it reserved and rented.
Yes, correct.
So there's no field rentals, the lights don't come on, basically.
Correct. Yes.
If there's field rentals, the lights can be on until the last field rental, which the latest would be 10:45.
So 10:30 with lights off by 10:45.
Right.
And if nobody's there, the whole thing's locked up, right?
No, we would still keep it open from 7 a.m. to sunset.
Sunset.
So that way drop-in users can still use it. It still belongs to residents. Residents should use it, but we really don't want them out there after dark. Some history to that park, so this group probably knows this. That park historically has undergone damage. We've begun locking the park. About 2 weeks ago, we started locking the gates. You've probably seen this in your weekly update. So we secure the park every single night. We've been doing it at 9 o'clock, but 9 o'clock is really too late, especially now that it's dark early. Again, we don't want people on the fields. We don't want damage out there. Securing the park with the gates, locking it, keeps vehicles off. Someone could creatively get a car on that field or a motorcycle and tear it up, but we don't want those kinds of things happening. So we're locking the gates, and then we want to lock them year-round, establish those hours year-round so that it's at sunset. And all of this is to protect the field.
Would those hours be extended in the summer? So in other words, at sunset, are we talking like 8 o'clock in the summer?
Sunset, the latest sunset, the longest day is 8:34. I think that's on June 21st, so we would still close at that time.
Yeah, just making sure that while we have light, it's open. Because I know my kid goes there all the time and plays football and soccer.
Yeah, we want kids to play when there's daylight there. And there'd be some softness, so for example, Grasslands does the same thing. Their hours are sunset. The Forest Preserve police generally don't run people out of there until closer to dusk, so there'd be that little bit of window, about a half hour between sunset and dusk, that we would do that closing.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Any other comments or concerns? Motion to approve.
There you go.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you.
7 a.m. sunset, Rare.
Thank you.
And Recreation and Parks report, right?
Yeah, so we continue to be very busy, even though it is our off-season. Schuster Park restrooms and the storage building is moving along very well. The roof was finished up this week. They're doing soffit work, gutter work, all the interior work and painting, electrical, plumbing. The whole building is expected to be done by Thanksgiving. Nugent Park is the project that we're also focused on for 2025, so that's the pickleball courts, some renovations to the rest of that park, including a new playground. New pavilion, new half basketball court. We are working with Seabell Engineering, who was awarded the A&E, so that the final design of that park. They have estimated the cost of constructing the park as planned, as designed, as approved by this board and the village board, as being more than what we have budgeted. So we're currently doing some value engineering. The primary focus is the pickleball courts. The rest of the project will still undergo all the planned improvements, but we're trying to eliminate things. So there might be some sidewalks eliminated, some other smaller things like that, so we can get within budget. This project has a $600,000 OSLAD grant, so we can only value engineer it to an extent that OSLAD accepts it, because they accepted the proposal based on what we proposed. So we're working through that right now. The all-inclusive playground that we had talked about last year, that's that $1.5 million project, is in the budget. We expect that to be approved in this budget. So in next year's construction season, we'll be installing that playground, again, with a half basketball court and a pavilion. So Schuster Park, when it's done, is going to be one of the best parks in Orland Park. It'll have two football fields as well as this large inclusive playground, basketball court, pavilion. So we're on a good track for phase two there. November events coming up, the Turkey Trot. Greg is leading the Turkey Trot. It sold out before Halloween this year, so well ahead of Turkey Trot. And I'll let you talk about it since you've done such a nice job with it.
We sold out. we have a good problem where we have too many sponsors.
How many?
We have 55, and traditionally we have about 35 to 37. It just kind of popped up, and they give us money, and we like that. So it's going to be a successful event. We're starting planning in earnest right now. And that should be hopefully finalized by the time the race starts. So we're making good progress, and it's got a lot of momentum. A lot of people are really excited about it. Had two or three sponsors today request more information, and we had a turn away because we have to deliver the benefits to everybody. And if the logo is too small on the back of the shirt, it'll be noticeable.
To work towards another event.
Yeah. Well, right? We are, yes. One of the things...
Don't turn away and say, hey, how about this?
Sports Bikes does have a kids' turkey trot. And, you know, two of the sponsors that came up today, both would fit well. There, one was Raising Cane's, and then was another one was a family counseling agency. So fit well to what the kids' turkey trot did. We pushed them that way. The other thing that we're working hard on is the ice rink that should be opened up November 30th. Hiring is currently underway. We have 14 staff members and four managers. We are looking at decorating and doing some upgrades in the next few days here. Nothing huge, but it's just seen a lot of use, and ice skates, swords on the bottom of shoes kind of beat things up after a while, so we're looking to make sure we update some of that stuff out there. We'll get that out hopefully November 30th.
And the sponsorships, those were more than just coming in by accident. Greg did a mailing of over 1,500 to different businesses, so he's worked hard at that. We traditionally have a little over 30, so Greg was knocked out of the park. This race has sold out at over 1,000 participants for over a decade, so we have always sold out this race. It's a Thanksgiving running day of the year, and the one in Orland Park is well received by our community. We also have, just before Thanksgiving, it's a trifecta of turkey events. So we have the Kids Turkey Trot on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, the 23rd, if you know children that would like to participate. And that's all the way from 1 year old to 9 years old?
10
years old, thank you. And then the Turkey Shoot, which is a free throw shooting contest, takes place the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So that's a parent-child contest, a chance to win a turkey for different age groups. The parade will take place on December 1st, and that also is sold out with 50 entries, which is more than last year. The North Pole is a two-day event where we relive the North Pole to the extent that we're able to by taking the train to Oakland. That sold out in August, so 2 days of sellout there. Some other events that we're hosting and working on with the Village is the Village's Safety Forum will take place on December 3rd over at the Civic Center. That'll be hosted by our mayor, the mayor of Tinley Park, and Cook County Commissioner Sean Morrison, so that'll take place there. We're hosting the Job Fair as a joint event with Tinley Park and the Commissioner's Office again, and that'll be on January 16th, and then on Veterans Day, we'll be hosting the Veterans Day celebration at 11 o'clock at the Civic Center, if anybody's able to come. We're also working on bands already for 2025, believe it or not, so you know, we're anticipating approval of the budget that we've requested for the bands and pursuing bands accordingly. We're also looking for bands for the 4th of July. We actually have some bands secured for the Taste next year already, and we're starting to look at bands for the weekly concerts, which has been known as the Marco Department. Next year, we're also proposing and budgeting for a new fall event at Centennial Park West that will replace the Brew Fest that has taken place in previous years and didn't take place this year. So those are just some highlights. You get a lot of highlights in the weekly report, but those are some things that maybe weren't in the report.
You guys said that the break was December 1st.
Pardon?
You said the parade.
Parade's on December 1st. Parade in the Village National Tree Line.
That's a Sun. That's always a Sunday.
It's the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah.
Do you know when the lighting will be at the tree? Do you have an idea of time?
About 4. The parade kicks off at 4 o'clock, so it depends on the pace of the parade with 50 and how people are moving through
ballpark,
the parade.
Right?
So between 5:15, we hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other question my wife asked, we saw that the Christmas train sold out like that. Right. Is there any chance of adding another train?
We would have to add another day to do another train.
Okay.
Yeah. At some point, we were reluctant to do that for staff safety, to be quite honest. The North Pole Express, during the pandemic, for 2-3 years, it didn't sell out. We did it locally, just at the Civic Center, our train station, and it still had good attendance. It didn't sell out. Every year that we've done this event that's going to Oakland, it is sold out. So it's hard to introduce more because we're doing so much already, and
okay.
You know, at some point we're going to let staff take time.
Got to be quicker on the draw. You got to watch this stuff.
Right. Selling out's a good thing. That's all I got.
Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Nope.
Okay. Any new business? There's no old business I'm aware of. We got any visitors who want to say anything?
No. I was just here to hear what the shoe slayer update was. I'm good.
Right on. Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? 6:14, we are adjourned.